Yo, welcome to Beast Podcast. And if you don't know, Beast stands for bringing empowerment and skills together. And that's exactly what we strive to do on this show. We talk life skills, we talk financial literacy, we talk personal development. All these things are going to help you be a better you. So stay tuned and enjoy the show. Well, we're live right now. So go ahead and three things you're grateful for. Go ahead and get it popping right there. I guess introduce yourself if they don't already know.
All right. My name is Nikki Pettit. Been on the podcast before. Let's see here. Three things I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for the opportunity to do the coaching, something I love. It's like a nostalgia thing. It's fun. Grateful for my family. Got to see whole extended family this weekend who I don't get to see because they're far away. So that's really nice, you know, to connect and be able to do that after, you know, not only distance but COVID. And then, I don't want to do something cheap. Like, I'm always grateful for, like, friends, family, and health. So, I'll wrap it up with that. Just health and, yeah, that's it.
Well-being.
Your turn.
I am grateful for the coaching. Like it's cool to do it myself, but like to see other people get joy from doing it as well, I think that's pretty dope. I'm grateful for an able body, because I do get to move around. I do get to work out. I literally, like, my job is pretty much working out. And I'm grateful for YouTube. Like, because with YouTube, like, you can literally learn whatever it is that you want to learn. Like,
that's true. That, like, is something good to be grateful for.
Like, literally, like, you don't even need to go to school. Like, if you want to learn about, like, welding, that's something different. That's maybe
have you been doing a lot of YouTube welding videos recently?
Nah, it's been a lot of financial literacy, but
no, it is cool.
But yeah, I guess that kind of segues right into the topic, priorities. Like, one of my priorities, like, so. Like I mentioned it before on the podcast, the Ziglar Wheel of Life, like the seven areas you want to be balanced in: health, family, your relationships, your mental, your financial, spiritual, like all those spokes. Like, we always want to have like a balanced life, but like in actuality, like, it's never really balanced. Like, there's always going to be times where, well, I want to say always, there's going to be times where you're going to be leaning more into your relationships than you are, you know, your health and fitness, because different, you know, sometimes you're going to be more into, you know, your career because maybe that's more important for your financial peace and stability in that particular season. And I guess, like, one of my main priorities, like, as of now, has been, like, financially. Like, my goal has been to be, like, debt free, and like, I'm on path for that, and like, learning how to, like, have my money make money. So like, that's been like a huge priority. And then with that priority, I've been like asking other people, like what do you do, like, what do you do, like, financially, like, to make sure that, like, you're good, like, what is, like, I mean, obviously these are people I have, like, good relations with. Like, I'm not just gonna ask a stranger, like, yo, like let me see your portfolio, like, let me see
grocery
how much
shopping.
Bread you got, like, you know what I mean?
You got some high class groceries, you obviously, yeah, make money, how you get there?
Yeah. But like, what are some, like, priorities for you in this season of life that you're in? Like, what are some things that you're putting as a priority?
I like the seven spokes. I think it's so much easier said than done, because some days I'm so overwhelmed. I'm like, if I'm putting more into one area, obviously one is lacking. So it's really trying to find, you know, like you said, the seasons. Yeah. I think family relation and, like, personal, like, that's been big recently, I think, just because my family's been around. So making sure if they're there, I'm showing up, whether it's like my sister who's traveling or my extended family, like, and financial. Yeah, I definitely look at that. I think as of recent, I've been more aware of where my money is going and where I'm spending it. I think I used to work as like a server. So we'd have cash in hand at the end of the night, and it was so easy to see that and then just use it and know that it was coming back. So I don't want to, like, live in the back where I'm like, damn, I really could have saved so much. Yeah. But it does, like, allow you to be more cognizant of where it's going. So, yeah, I don't know, with my paycheck or just just making sure I'm not doing it where people say like a cup of coffee a day. Like, even if you do that, like, if you can just, like, brew a cup of coffee at home, like, I'm not really a coffee drinker. I drink soda. So that's probably, like, the thing I spend the most extra income on. But I like to do, like, cheaper stuff. But I'm definitely aware of, like, I don't know, little things. I used to be a very impulse shopper. You know those lines? Like, if they were small, non-committal, I think that's a great marketing scheme. If you're walking somewhere, there's a line, they're, like, really like small things, but they're not that much money, so you're like, oh, that's cool, I'll grab it. And then you just have a bunch of random stuff, and that was me for a while. So I'm stopping to do those impulse purchases.
And it's funny that you bring that up, because like I had a meeting with Ashley, like my bookkeeper, and she was like because she helps me with like my financials, and she's like, yo, like, you're spending a lot of money. And I'm like, yo, like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't buy anything.
Yeah,
but like when I open my statement, $2 here, $3 here, $5 here, $8 here, $5 here, $2.
Yeah.
Like, and it adds up, but it goes back to like what you said. And then I'm even going to like compound it. So it's about like being aware of what you're spending, but then also like they say, like, wherever your money's going, that shows what you value.
Mm-hmm.
So like when I looked at my finances, it's like, okay, I'm spending money on coffee here, like extra little snacks at the store, like extra little, it's like, okay, like, and I'm looking at those purchases, like, what is it, like, what are these purchases showing me about my values?
Yeah.
Like, because, like, where your money is going, like, I recently talked about the transition I'm making to stopping some bad habits, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, oh, like, I realize, like, there's a certain amount of money going towards that. So that means that, obviously, whether I want to agree with it or not, that's something I value. So that needs to change, like, because if I want to get to a certain place, that can't be one of my top priorities and values.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I think it's like that awareness of like what you're spending, but then also that awareness of like, what are your core values? Because that's going to determine, like we talked about, like the moving in stuff. Like,
yeah,
I haven't talked to my girlfriend, like, okay, like you value, like what are you actually valuing? Like, cause like you're spending money on all, like you enjoy spending money on like food and going out and like all these different things. Like, what does that tell you about your values? And that could be good, bad, or indifferent. Like maybe you value quality time over mm-hmm. food. Like there's different ways to enjoy that quality time and to still have that quality time. But like you have to be aware of the investments that are made to get those values, if that makes sense. I don't know if I phrased that correctly.
Yeah, right, but I think you did. I think I'm grasping where, yeah, it really is a reflection of yourself and what you want to do. Because sometimes, you know, if you earn money, you're allowed to, you know, do what you want with it. So it's not like spending money in every situation is bad. Like if I looked at my account statement, it'd be like a lot of like food, soda, and like gas. So it's not that much. But like if it's going out and stuff, yeah, like it's a good thing. But you just have to, there's ways to save in different areas. Like how frivolous are you, do you want to be, and how much are you allowing yourself that? But that also goes to your mental health. That's a spoke. Like if I'm pinching pennies, am I happy pinching pennies? Am I not allowing myself to do that? It's right. Like a constant battle. And then if I can't go out, cause then my relationship, it's like,
yeah, it's like being,
it works.
Yeah. But I, like you said, I think you hit it on the head. Like it's an awareness.
Yeah.
It's a complete awareness of all those spokes. Like, you know what I mean? Like if you're not aware of what you're spending financially, that's going to damper, you know, your relationship, which is going to damper your career, which is going to damper your health and your mental wellness and your mental well-being. Like it's all encompassing, like, which all comes from like an awareness. Like, yeah. Cause if you're not taking care of your mental, maybe that's why, like, maybe that is why I'm doing like these impulse buys as far as like getting different snacks and stuff. Cause like, or maybe it's a health thing because I'm not staying hydrated. So I go to the snack line and I'm like, oh, yo, bro. Or maybe I'm hungry and I'm going to the store hungry. And now I'm just like buying all these different things that don't really, you know. So I think it's just a whole 360 of like being aware of where you are in those areas.
Yeah. Because if one's lacking, the other is going to. I think also being aware of your like finances, financial literacy, if that's kind of the main, is like, I get really anxious about it sometimes, but if I'm a little bit more on the ball, I feel like I have a little bit more breathing room. I mean, it's different for different people, depending upon where you are in life. But it's definitely hard when you're in different like groups, you know, as you get older, everyone is, decides what they want to do with their money differently, and their income is different. They're, I don't know, but I'm losing my train of thought on what I was going to say. Something eloquent was going to go into that, but I lost it.
I was in I was on a call every Thursday, me and some of my homies from like college and like who I grew up with, like the 18 to 20, 24 age. We hop on a call and we were talking, the topic was like financials and like what you learned from like your parents, mm-hmm. good and bad, and different things. We got to a topic where they were like, where we basically like to summarize the conversation, it was like, it's about like quality of life. So like what you're spending on, like, is it increasing your quality of life or is it decreasing your quality of life? And like, that's been the thing that's been in the back of my head, like the last like 4 days. It's like, all right, like it does, like, it's okay. Like if you're spending money on food or mm-hmm. a soda or a coffee, like if it's increasing your quality of life, cool. But if it's not increasing the quality of life, then at that point it's a liability, because then it's a waste of money. Like, for example, like, I enjoy traveling. Like, mm-hmm. it improves, like, I think it improves my quality of life because I can distance myself away from, you know, the day-to-day, the grind and whatever. And then also it helps the business, too, because it's quality content. But, like, that's an expense that I'm willing to dish out. Whereas, like, certain, like, furnishing a house, I don't really, like, that's not really going to improve my, as long as I got a bed to sleep in, like, you know, then I'm good. So, so I think that's what it comes down to, is, like, that quality of life, like, is what you're spending on improving your quality of life or dampening your quality of life?
Exactly, because travel is like an experience. I know one time I was going to study abroad, and I saved up. I worked really hard, and I saved up all my money, just so I didn't have any limitations when I went there. So if I wanted to do something that was in Australia, if you know, I want to go skydiving in this cool place, like I can do that because I allowed myself. But I that took one, planning, and also knowing that that's what I wanted to do, and knowing that when I came back, I'm gonna have to hustle and work harder. You know, I went and moved back home with my family so that I could save money there. So it was all for that, you know, so I could spend the money on those like frivolous things. But those are like experiences that I wouldn't take back for sure,
which enhanced the quality of life, mm-hmm. which kind of goes back to, yeah, that awareness of, yo, like, this is something I want to do. This is going to help increase my experience. So, like you said, you're able to plan for it.
Yeah. So being prepared is big for those things. Having the savings. I know, listen to yours, you know, you got to have a little bit of a savings. What is it? 1,000 is the...
Yeah.
Who was the guy who...
Dave Ramsey.
Yeah, Dave Ramsey. That's always been... I mean, that's a crazy thing. I don't like to do the credit card as much. Like, I have one credit card for emergencies, but I don't like to put things on it. I had a mentality beforehand when I got a line of credit. I was very excited that I had this money, but I didn't really have that money.
Yeah.
So I was putting it like...
Fell into that trap.
Don't like to do the subscription, the monthly subscriptions. Mm. Those are something you got to be very aware of. I know a lot of people who like them, and they're cool if you can do it. But, for example, with makeup, like, sometimes it's like you get all of this makeup once a month. Then you have so much extra. I mean, if that's your passion, go for it. It makes sense. But for me personally, my monthly subscription is Spotify because I need Spotify.
But, yeah, it's like, yeah. It's a whole nother conversation, because that's like, we might have to table this for like another episode, but like, I'm trying to figure out how to phrase it, but like, so like the Dave Ramsey like emergency fund thing, like, mm-hmm. he's a big proponent on like no credit cards, like, you know, have an emergency fund, all these different things. But on the flip side of it, if you are disciplined and you are aware of your finances, you can leverage your credit cards and basically use it as like a savings. And I'll explain, like, some credit cards you get like 1% cash back.
Yeah.
So like, if you're managing your finances properly and you're not overspending on your credit card and you're paying off your credit card and you're keeping that balance under 30% to improve your credit, you're actually paying money and making money on the money that you're spending.
Yeah, there is a good way to do that. That's why I don't want to open up like a bunch of credit cards.
Yeah.
That's where if you can be diligent with one, then it does pay off.
Hi again.
Hello.
We just have something he wants.
Yeah, but we'll save that for another podcast. We'll kind of segue that into the next episode. Save that for a Finance Friday.
Yeah.
Type of thing. But we shall get into that on the next episode. Go ahead and subscribe, like, comment, share this with a friend, family member, all that good stuff. Follow us on at Beast Podcast. We out. Peace. Yo, thank you for listening to the Beast Podcast. We hope that you learned something and are empowered and inspired to be a better version of yourself. Please go ahead and subscribe, like, share it with a friend, a family member, or anybody who can get some value from it. And don't forget to rate and review the podcast. All right, y'all. Be great.